Claire's definitely reliant on that supply, and we welcome any competition, but it's got to be an even playing field. I don't see why a federal grant to an abattoir, we're in the bush, you know, 400 k's isn't very far, to build one just over the border to be detrimental to one which is already established and creating local employment. So it's really the shot in the arm that we never had and that we will never get. And it's it will really be a an advantage to, say, what would be an opposition that, you know, it would be a huge disappointment to see any federal money going into it, unless the federal government was looking to do job, you know, relocation, because that's what it would boil down to if one became more affected against the other because one had federal grants.
How likely is it that Queensland producers would be able to fill in that gap if New South Wales goat producers started processing more goats within its own borders if a proposal like the one in Bourke were to get off the ground?
At this stage, the Queensland goat numbers aren't where we need them to be. We hope with the increased price for goats over the hook, you know, is encouraging more and more graziers to look at them as a viable source of income and as a low cost of production in amongst their sheep or beef productions. At this stage, for us to do the numbers that we've been seeing for the last 3 or 4 years, we do have to source from outside the state, and we will continue to do that.
Have you had any feedback from goat producers in that northern area of New South Wales about it being an inconvenience to bring them across the border? Are they really behind a more local processing avenue?
No. If anything, they've always been happy to come to Queensland because we're one of the rare plants that have the opportunity to run road trains to the door. A lot of goats can fit on a road train, and when they go to most other plants, they have to be broken down. So there's never been any issues of coming into Queensland with goats from New South Wales.
Do you imagine there could be a point, though, where there'd be enough a supply for these two plants to run side by side competitively? Like you've said, that you don't have a problem with that side of things. Do you think the supply could get to a point in the next few years where that would be viable?
At the moment in New South Wales, the goats which are sourced, they go to over seven different plants throughout Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And all those abattoirs are screaming out for more supply. So to factor in another abattoir into Australia's kill figures, there's not numbers on the ground to support it. Unless all other seven abattoirs were, say, we're not going to do goats anymore, would you go give them the Bourke? So I don't know where they get the figures from suggesting that they're going to kill these high rates of numbers, because it's definitely not the supply there. But I hope in the future there is enough grazers that look at goat as a great source of income and a low cost of production and get into them, because, you know, the prices have never been higher. And if you look at the coal stores around the world, you won't see any goat meat, you know, banged up waiting to find a home. Goat meat is in short supply worldwide, and Australia has a great area, marginal country, which runs goats quite well. And we look forward to, you know, more and more producers getting into it.